do you like so far about what you see out here today?
Before sounding any, predicting anything or looking into my crystal ball for anything like that, I guess the one thing I can clearly say is enthusiasm. And I think you get that with a lot of younger players, you know, and they have a lot of energy, they have a lot of enthusiasm, and that's evident at times. I mean, not so much today when it's warm and everyone's a little bit tired. You got guys passing out because of the heat out there, but in meeting rooms, in the locker room, you know, on the practice field, things like that, there's a lot of enthusiasm. I think that's all I can give you right now. It's just too early.
Are you impressed with the rookies, the enthusiasm, but the raw ability that you see out here on the field too?
Well, in terms of, I was with them all in the off-season program and mini camps and things like that, and you want to talk raw athletic ability when you come out of college and you're 21, 22, 23 years old, yeah, you're going to be explosive. You're going to be fast, and you're going to want to contribute. So, the ability is evident of a lot of guys. But it's up to them to define their roles, for the team. And that's something training camp's for, and we'll see within the next 3 weeks.
Ted, you feel like you have to catch up since you haven't been out here in a while?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's only one thing that, if I can quote my coach, practice execution equals game reality. So you don't really get that look, you don't really get that rep until you're out here on the practice field. And do you feel a little bit behind, because you haven't been out here for so long? Yeah, but you get in the meeting room and watch the film, and then hopefully you don't become an error repeater, that's something I haven't been in a while, so hopefully I can fix the problems that I had today.
How do you like the look of a 4-3? That you've obviously been employing and experimenting with, or coach has been?
Well, what I know is everyone around the league always looks at us as unpredictable. I mean, I think you never really know what we're going to bring to the table. So, 4-3, 3-4, 5-2, whatever it is, whatever numbers you want to put out there, is it possible for us to do it? I think it is because of the guys that are multi-talented along our front. So any type of front that we see, any type of front that we play week to week is something for our opponents to guess.
How does that change your role, or does it change your role if you guys play more 4-3?
Well, we're not sure. We're in training camp right now, and roles are being defined. And, I know we have a lot of good inside linebackers. I think Gary Guyton's a good player. Gerard Mayo, of course, you guys see what he can do. So, however it is, even myself in my 14th year, every training camp I have to look at it as, I have to come in to sort of establish a role for myself on this team. And this year's no different.
Is there a certain amount of game time that you think you need, Teddy, to get ready for the regular season?
No, that's something you never think of. It's, yep. You're going to, okay, second preseason game. I should have this many snaps to be ready to go week one. I mean, absolutely not. You don't think that way. I mean, you just have to have yourself ready to play the whole game, like Bill says. And if you do that, even if you don't get as many reps as you want, at least you are ready to get those reps.
What are some of the challenges that Gerard might face this year moving from year one to year two?
Even if you talk to Gerard, he'll want more on his shoulders. He's that type of player. He wants to be good. He wants to be really good. His work ethic and in any aspect of his game, you can really see that he desires to be a good player. That comes with it being a second year player, third year player. So he's going to have a lot more on his shoulders than last year, and it's different. You look at him as a rookie last year, but now you look at him as an established leader of this team and leader on this defense. So that's something that I'm sure he'll do fine with.
What are the challenges you face?
Well, the challenges I face, I look at today, and the challenge that I faced today was coming back after a long layoff and sort of feeling like it was my first day again. That's the number one challenge in terms of getting back to playing football the way I want to play it, and also with myself and all the other linebackers in our room. It's about establishing yourself as a member of this team and that has a role on this team.
Do you think Pierre Woods can be the kind of elite pass rusher that you guys need from the linebacker position? Can you see that potential?
I don't think Pierre's really had a chance to have that a chance or an opportunity to really show that. And I think he's going to have those opportunities in the future, in the preseason and coming into the regular season. So it's up to him on how, you know, he takes advantage of those opportunities. It's just something, again, I mean, we'll have to wait and see.
Teddy, there's a lot of people who've departed, as time does do that to the team. Do you see a new group of people stepping up to take over that locker room leadership type of role and kind of keep the Patriot way going?
Yeah, I think the first and most choice is evident when you look at Gerard. When you look at Gerard when he's in the middle of the defense and he's sort of establishing himself as a leader on the defense, because it is his second year now and he's made that progression into really being a good player. And I think he's one that's absolutely ready for that. You know, with the absence of some guys that have left, come a lot of leadership. But, you know, defensively is where I look at it. I mean, I can't look at offensively in terms of offense or special teams maybe, but defensively I think a lot of guys already are really fired up about a lot of things Gerard's going to do.